888 Car Talk. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi there. This is Mark from Telluride, Colorado.
Telluride.
Small little mountain town way out in the southwest corner of Colorado, about 10,000 feet altitude.
I happen to know exactly where it is.
Well, come on over. We're having a great day.
Yeah.
I have a 97 Subaru Outback.
Okay.
And we have this issue that the dealer said it will cost us $700 for them to tell us what the issue is. So I'd rather just call you guys.
Okay.
It's a manual stick transmission, and it, when it's cold out, it will pop out of first gear when you start to drive, and it does not shift easily between gears, like between second and third, third and fourth, upshifting or downshifting. It got fixed once a couple of years ago when I let my mom drive it, and she ground all the gears down, and that worked well for a couple of years, but now it's broken again.
So he wants how much? $700?
$700
to
tell me what's
to
wrong.
To diagnose it.
Right.
And that $700 is going to get you squat. For $700, he's going to take out your transmission.
Yeah.
Right.
He's going to take it apart. At that point, he will call you with this kind of a voice. Oh, hello, Mark. This is Joe from the dealership.
You're not going to like this.
I'm sad to report that it's going to cost you $3,700 to rebuild your transmission. Because for $700, all he's going to do is determine that the synchronizers have been all chewed up by, who did this, your mother?
Yeah.
Thank God it wasn't your mother-in-law. And a better thing to do, perhaps, is to just not even deal. You know this transmission's toast.
It is toast. And you don't have to spend $700 to find it out.
You just found it out for free.
Right.
What you need to do is replace this transmission, and you can replace it with a used one.
What you want to make is a trip to the junkyard.
But, I mean, this has been running like this for years. Can I just keep going?
Well, it pops out of first.
Only when it's cold out does it pop out of first.
Well, it's cold a lot there.
How hard is it to get it into all the other gears?
Once you've lined up the gears, it goes in very, very easily.
Oh.
When you say once you've lined them up, what does that mean?
Well, sometimes you'll be shifting, for example, from third into fourth.
Yeah.
And instead you'll go from third into second.
Oh, does the shifter feel very loose?
Yes.
Oh, you know, it may be that there's something else going on, which could... Did he drive the car?
I mean, I would hope so. They had it at the dealership. I didn't actually go through their diagnostic steps.
Geez, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't drive it. In fact, what I would fix first is the sloppy shifter. There are a bunch of relay rods and bushings that attach the shift handle, the thing that comes up through the center of the console.
Uh-huh.
That is connected to a bunch of relay rods, and which are supported with bushings. And it's possible that if those are all worn out, then you're not going to be able to find the gears, and that could be responsible for it popping out of any of the gears, especially if it's not fully engaged.
And why does this happen more in cold weather?
Well, because the linkage shrinks in cold weather.
Yeah, I have that problem.
You know about shrinkage, right?
Yeah.
You watch Seinfeld? Well, in any event, that's the more likely scenario, I think. And I think what happened is they might be taking you for a ride, or maybe it wasn't diagnosed correctly. They didn't go that next step. So what they really want to do is take the transmission out and sell you a transmission rebuild and the shifter linkage rebuild. And it may be that I was wrong about the price. It's going to be $4,700.
You know, this call is getting worse by the minute.
No, it's getting better. I think you need to take it to yet another shop and show them how sloppy the shifter is. And I think whenever you leave your car someplace, I don't care if it's at a dealership or at an independent shop, but I know the guys at the dealership have those layers of insulation, so the person who ultimately looks at your car is not the one that ever gets to talk to you. And more than that, you can't ever take that person for a test drive. But you go to Joe's gas station, and Joe is there. Joe's going to take a test drive with you. That's what you want. And you want that person to sit in your car and say, geez, Mark, this shifter is really sloppy. Or if he doesn't say that, you say, hey, Joe, is that got anything to do with anything, that sloppy shifter? Maybe you ought to fix that first. So I would do that. If that shifter's all over the place, then it would explain why it's hard getting into the gears, because you can't find them because the geometry is all wrong with all those worn-out parts. And it'll pop out of gear if it's not ever fully engaged in said gear.
Right.
Get the shifter taken care of first. That may fix all your problems. If it doesn't, then you can explore the used transmission, which may be $500 or $600 or $700. But you're much better off putting $700 into a used transmission than into a diagnostic.
No, No, I agree.
Which is going to tell you nothing except how much more misery is in store for you. Good luck, Mark.
Thank you very much.
All right. Try not to cry until you're off the air. See you later, man.
He's crying now.
Where do we hang up?